Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice. Keeps on calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Watcher champions, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. That was The Bell Rays with Black Lightning from 2011. And as somebody said the other day, it's kind of like Aretha Franklin and Tina Turner joined forces to front the MC5. And I think that's about as perfect an explanation of Lisa Kukula and The Bell Rays as you'll find. God, I love that band. Anyway, I'm Darren, this is labr.online, Lover Brother Radio, and this is The Playlist. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week. I'll be back after the next track to tell you more about what to expect tonight. In the meantime, this is Block Party. We'll be right back. I don't usually start off rocking and a rolling quite so hard, but I just couldn't help it this week. Just couldn't help it at all. So, we started off with... what did we do? We started off with the Bell Rays, Black Lightning, taken from 2011's album of the same name, Black Lightning. That was Block Party, Helicopter, as suggested by Swisslet. So thank you very much, Swisslet. Yes, this week's theme here on the playlist. For every week, we must have a theme. This week's theme is, well, it's Black History Month here in the UK. So I figured I'd just play music by black artists or bands prominently featuring black artists. It's as simple as that, really. But between me and a bunch of others this week, I've managed to tie myself up in knots a little bit. So I hope you'll forgive any omissions. None of it is on purpose. It's just a bit of fun, and I'm enjoying it. This next track is an interesting one. No one suggested this. This is a result of my own personal research. But I discovered a few days ago that back in 1975, a band called Death recorded an album called For the Whole World to See. They were a Detroit band made up of three black brothers. And they produced some incredible, I can only describe it as post-punk, but like 2 years before punk really happened. And it's a really great album that didn't come out till 2009, believe it or not. So sit back and enjoy for the next couple of minutes. This is Death with Keep On Knocking.
Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Thank you.
Ain't nobody seeming no me. Everybody pass me by. It's all going down, boy. It's all gonna catch me here.
Robert Johnson, obviously, with Crossroad Blues, recorded in 1937. Isn't that wonderful? Ahead of that was Death with Keep On Knocking. Like I said, that was recorded in 1975. A couple of singles leaked out from that recording, but nothing really ever came of it. And they disbanded a couple of years later. And it wasn't until mid-2000s that those couple of singles gained a bit of traction in the collector circles, and they ended up putting the album out in 2009. But yeah, really, really good. I'd never heard of them. And that's a bit of a feature for tonight's show. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of acts, a lot of tracks on here tonight that you know, not least because vast majority of them were suggested by you, dear listener. I started off the process of researching this by realizing that as much as I love punk and metal, I know very few bands that have a black artist in them, a black singer, black musician, even if the whole band comprises black people. I set out to fill those gaps in my knowledge. And I think we've put together a very good playlist tonight. The second half of the show does tend to veer into the metal and punk a little more, which I tend to do anyway. But I think it's quite noticeable tonight. But I think we've put together a very good show between us, you and I. So thank you very much. This is, of course, the playlist. I am Darren, and you are listening to Love A Brother Radio, labr.online. And suggested by Art McCray, this one is Junior Walker and the All-Stars with I'm a Roadrunner.
Thank you.
every last second there of I'm a Roadrunner. Sorry, brackets, I'm a, close brackets, Roadrunner. Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Absolutely wonderful stuff that was. That was recorded in 1966, not 1996. 1966 came out on the album Roadrunner. Very thoughtful. That was suggested by Art McRae and is a certified banger. This is the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online, where our theme this week is, of course, Black History Month. Now, there was some discussion on our playlist Discord as to whether or not, because it's UK Black History Month, the American Black History Month is celebrated in, I want to say, April, I think. I don't know. I'm not an American. Please, if you're an American, feel free to chime in. But speaking of Americans, got something coming up for one of them in a minute. But yeah, I didn't want to restrict it quite so much, because the point of this show is just to be a fun couple of hours on a Monday night. So I've got a little something to thank you, Gary, for your input. White Wolf, it was White Wolf's input, and it's really made me think. So I've got a little something for him later on as a thank you, but we'll come to that in due course. Right, so first up, this one was actually suggested by an actual American, and I think you're having chatted with the fellow on Signal. I'm almost 100% certain that the fellow is indeed black. So this is legit, this suggestion. This is James Brown. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud, though I am not. James Brown there, the unmistakable funk of James Brown. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, part one. Part two pushes the song out to like 6 minutes, and I want to get as much in as possible. So, you know, if you liked it, go and listen to the rest of the album. It would do you good. Yeah, that was James Brown. That was suggested by Brother Soul himself, the boss of these parts, our dear beloved Brother Soul. So thank you very much for that suggestion, good brother. And indeed, thank you very much to all of you who suggested tracks tonight. I think I've managed to represent everybody who suggested tracks. I'm pretty sure that I've managed to get everybody in. If I haven't, then I can only apologise, and I will, of course, beat myself senseless in the morning. Yes, this is The Playlist. I am Darren, and the theme this week is, of course, Black History Month, where every band that you will hear tonight, or every artist you hear tonight, is black or has a black member in the group, although I'm almost certain that every single track has a black singer. I'm almost certain of that. So, you know, it's all worked out pretty well. This next one was suggested by Sheepnik, and pretty sure Sheepnik just suggested this one so that I would struggle to pronounce it. An Ethiopian act by the name of Alemiehu Eshete with Bechian Tegodahu, which they, by all accounts, would have suggested last week but forgot about, because this is an un-English track, but it is also fits this theme as well. So sometimes it's quite nice to have a track that fits last week's as well, and sometimes I look for that, but not often, because that sounds too much like hard work. Anyway, shut up, Darren, play some music. This is some more music.
Oh!
absolutely adore the terrible sound quality of that. It's got such a beautiful authenticity to it. That was Alemiehu Eshete with Bechian Tegodahu, Ethiopian. That's from the collection. I tried to find out when that was recorded, actually, but it's really difficult. All I can find is that it's from a collection called Ethiopiques Volume 8, Swinging Addis, 1969 to 1974. So I'm going to bet the family farm that it was recorded at some point within that five-year period. So thank you very much for suggesting that, Sheepnik. Really good stuff. Really enjoyed that. Would have fitted last week just nicely, but alas, I had too much music last week already. One more track would have been just too many new tracks. Right, this next one was suggested by my esteemed producer, Troggy Haley, who is listening in upstairs. And I have actually remembered to include this track, because they have taken to actually drumming it into me that I should remember to include the track. This one is it's a really wonderful piece, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. It's Bobby McFerrin. Now, you'll know Bobby McFerrin from Don't Worry, Be Happy, right? This is another one of his tracks, but this is a live version, specifically chosen because it's astonishing. Bear in mind, this is taken from the video that's up on YouTube. This is just Bobby McFerrin. There are no instruments, there's nobody else on stage. This is just one guy. This is Bobby McFerrin with Drive.
Accelerate, yeah, drive so fast, ooh, yeah, no one's gonna catch me. So far, oh, yeah, no one's gonna find me. Oh, yeah, put my foot on the gas. Oh, yeah, accelerate. Oh, yeah, drive so fast. Oh, yeah, no one's gonna catch me. So fast, no one's gonna catch me. Do a wedding,
'Tis no man. 'Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
We just wanna party, I'm just for you. We just wanna party, I'm just for you.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Look how I'm living up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is Gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah. Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up. Don't catch you slipping up. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so fitted. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on get it. Watch me move. This is Sally. That's a tool.
Yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Ooh, know that.
Contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka.
Blah.
Ooh, America. I just checked my following. Listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
I remember that coming along. When was that? Back in 2018. It just came out of the blue. And yeah, really great. Properly good stuff. Bizarrely, considering this is a show diverted to black artists, pretty sure that's the only actual bona fide hip-hop track in the show tonight. So, confounding expectations at every turn here on the playlist on Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. I am Darren. Thank you very much for joining me once again. Is it racist of me to suggest that Childish Gambino fella, he does look an awful lot like Donald Glover. Very similar looks to the guys. Very difficult to tell them apart. This next one is quite pertinent, actually. Oh, and who suggested that one? Of course, it was Davey Bot. Of course, Davey Bot suggested the hip-hop track. Thank you very much, Davey. Very kind of you. This next one was suggested by Heapy, and is actually quite pertinent this week on account of Gerald. The guy who is called Gerald was given a blue plaque for essentially inventing acid house. So sit back for the next few minutes and enjoy Voodoo Ray.
Hey,
That was a guy called Gerald with Voodoo Ray from 1988, and I think you will find that was entirely proper. Thank you very much to Heapy for suggesting that one. Heapy suggests that the blue plaque that has been erected in Gerald's honour must have gone up somewhere near him, because Gerald is of course from Manchester, which is why that track is, in as far as my brain is concerned, is inextricably linked with 24 Hour Party People, which I think I've talked about that in these parts before, but if you've never seen it and you have even the most passing interest in Manchester of the 80s and 90s and Joy Division and of the obviously early 80s, go and watch it, because it's a magnificent piece of work. Michael Winterbottom film. When was that released? I want to say that came out about 2005, something like that. Really good movie. Anyway, I watched it again recently with a few drinks, and it was very enjoyable. This next one was another one suggested by Davey Bott. In fact, it was one of the first tracks that he suggested, but I couldn't not play it because there was a chorus of assenting voices in response to this one, and it's just beautiful. This is McCormont and Butler with Yes.
We'll be right back.
just absolutely astonishing performance from David McCormont there. That was McCormont and Butler with Yes. His vocal on that is just something else. I'm not a man with any kind of faith in, well, anything. But my God, that could change it, couldn't it? That could change your opinion. It's so good. Also, very much worth listening to that on decent headphones or a decent sound system, because there are so many layers of that song that I'd never noticed before. Just wonderful. From 1995, shockingly, that was McCormont and Butler with Yes, taken from The Sound of McCormont and Butler. Right, this next track is significantly quieter. And a bit more thought-provoking, so I'm giving it a bit of space, you know. Not that the previous track was particularly lairy or anything, but this one is a really lovely little folk piece. It's by a singer called Angeline Morrison, who I was unaware of until this week. Sheepnik suggested a different track by Angeline Morrison, as did, I think, Piers Corley. Unfortunately, the track they suggested was very long, and I couldn't make it not quite so long, and I didn't want to cut it down. So I chose this one from the same collection, because it's just gorgeous. This is Unknown African Boy, brackets, died 1830, by Angeline Morrison. And just sit back and enjoy this one.
Into earth and water. Lulee, my dear babe, where are you? May the arms of the ocean be cradled for thee. If the sea be your bed and the waves be your pillow, may the sun in the sky keep you from all harm. The earth is your mother now, dear baby. She will hold you safe in her soft brown arms. Lulee, my dear babe, where will you be? May the arms of the ocean be cradled for thee. Oh, earth, cradle my son for me.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and.
Yeah. The BBC are talking about the GDP. Fuck it, miss me with that mess. Coming for the belly when we run up in your address. Get caught sleeping, take the money from the mattress. Man, know the roads, there's no need for Atlas. Trying to take all that you own and leave you cashless. Cash rules everything around me that matters. So the purse strings are tighter than Thatcher's. Desperate times, desperate measures. The news says we're in this together, but everybody I know seems to know better. Rob you for your diamonds when we feel pressure. It's all fun and games till someone goes broke. Breaking your house, we heard you sold coke. Catch you late night and snatch a gold rope. While the news keeps saying keep calm and keep hope.
Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. I gotta eat. You know what brothers gotta eat, right? You know what brothers gotta eat, yeah, brothers gotta eat. You know what brothers gotta eat, right? You know what brothers gotta eat.
I remember Frank laughed when I said I bought a stab proof. Couple weeks later, ops ran up and poked him. I was in the hospital sitting right beside him. But I'm too good of a friend to start gloating. Could have said I told you so because I told him. All the ends want is their watch face frozen. A baddie named Elsa riding in the whip with a shank on the hip and a necklace golden. And they'll be golden, yeah, right as rain. Quicker than the weather, your whole life can change. This rat race might drive you insane. I seen friends rob friends for lines of cocaine. It's all fun and games till someone gets kidnapped. Man, I'm really with that. I know a few that did that. Snub nose 3-8, don't care for your six pack. Try rob the wrong one, they might push your wig back.
Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. I gotta eat.
You know what brothers gotta eat, right? You know what brothers gotta eat, yeah, brothers gotta eat. You know what brothers gotta eat, right? You know what brothers gotta eat.
Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. Yeah, the BBC are talking about the GDP. That means fuck all to me. I'm gonna eat.
When they ask how I feel, I reply that I'm fed up. Some are drowning in money, I'm barely keeping my head up. Price of life on the rise, I'm feeling like it's a setup. 'Cause nobody that I grew with seems to be getting a leg up. So we buy it for 5 and sell it for 10. Re-up another 9 bar, sell it again. The advert says that we need a brand new Benz. But to get it, some man are killing family and friends. Yeah, chasing the dream, either make it or steal it. Seems like the choices are take it or deal it. No need to be told, there's hard times ahead. When it comes crashing down, poor people gonna feel it. Let me make it clear, this wretched system isn't playing fair. I couldn't give a fuck if this country hates me here. They stole the people, displaced and placed us here. And the only joy I get is when I bait the bear.
It's fair to say that Bob Villain are not happy chappies. Actually, no, they are happy chappies. They just like to sing about things that ain't so happy. That was Bob Villain, GDP, taken from Bob Villain Present... Try again, shall we? Bob Villain Oh my God almighty. Bob Villain Presents The Price of Life from 2022, which bizarrely got a remaster last year, or a deluxe edition, I suppose it'd be, rather than a remaster. Anyway, yeah, that one was suggested by me, because Bob Villain are great. Actually, I think it was another one, Davey Bot, was like, well, we could just play We Live Here again. And I was like, well, you know, as much as I'd love to, I can't play it every show. But I can, however, play another Bob Villain track, and that was that one. I think that was the first Bob Villain track I became aware of, actually. But so good. Such a great band. I still haven't had a chance to see them live, but I will endeavour to. Ahead of that was, of course, Bob Marley and the Wailers with Redemption Song, taken from 1980's Uprising. Beautiful piece. I used to have like a bootleg mix-up version of that, which Billy Bragg and Johnny Cash have done covers of it, and somebody had mixed all three of the vocals together, and I used to think that was really profound and really cool. These days, I think that less so, but hey ho. And ahead of that was Angeline Morrison with Unknown African Boy, died 1830. Beautiful piece. The album that's from, I was listening to it yesterday actually, The Sorrow Songs, brackets Folk Songs of Black British Experience. That came out also in 2022. There's quite a few more recent tracks on the show tonight actually. Gone all the way back to like 1937 for Robert Johnson, but there's a few tracks from the last couple of years, which is unusual for this show, I think. Anyway, I'll shut up and play some more tracks, because otherwise I'll run out of time and I won't be able to finish the last one properly. This is a Brazilian group who until last week were new to me. This is Martha with Not Your Exotic, and it's pretty loud.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
Yeah.
was Cold Gourd with Sweet Jesus Wept Shit, taken from 2022's album God Get Me the Fuck Out of Here. And, well, same, fella, same. That had a pleasing amount of Dinosaur Jr. to it, I think. Very shoegazy, very sort of stonery. I really liked that. That was really nice. So thank you very much to Bez Lightyear for suggesting that. Because, yeah, that was really, really lovely. I think they're the band this week that I'm going to go and check out later on. Ahead of that was Marfa with Not Your Exotic from 2023's Because We Are. See, like the last three tracks are from the last couple of years. Marfa, again, new to me, discovered them while doing the research for this show. And my Christ, they blew me away. If you check them out on YouTube, there's a live version of that one recorded in portrait mode by somebody at one of their gigs. It's a ropey as hell recording, but it's such an electrifying performance. And there's another one. What's the track they do? Yeah, it's completely gone. It was there a second ago. It's completely gone. That's how these things work here on the playlist. Anyway, Marfa, check them out. They're Brazilian. Really good. This is the playlist. I am Darren, and you are listening to Love a Brother Radio, labr.online. Coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, there's a replay of Sunday Night Soul with Brother Soul. It was a by request a replay, because it was so good, he's playing it again. So stick around from 10 o'clock for that, because it will be splendid. I will listen while I'm tidying up this audio to upload it. Anyway, let's play some more tracks. This one was suggested by White Wolf and is Thin Lizzy with Black Boys on the Corner.
What you doing, man? I think I'll go on down the corner.
We'll be right back. great?
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Master Akpola.
Second there of the Funkees with Akpankoro. That was suggested by Rollo Treadway. And now, clearly that wasn't released in 2012. This selection that was from was Dancing Time, the best of Eastern Nigeria's Afro-Rock exponents, 1973 to 1977. And as with the track I played earlier, really hard to pick out when it was actually released. So all I can tell you is that it came out on a collection in 2012 and was thoroughly enjoyable. I very much enjoyed that. That was the Funkees with Akpankoro. Thank you very much to Rollo Treadway for suggesting that. He has another one later on in the show, which is equally funky. Now, we're going to take a little interlude here. Ahead of that, Thin Lizzy, Black Boys on the Corner from 72's Shades of a Blue Orphanage. That was suggested by White Wolf, so thank you very much for that, White Wolf. I have to say, really early Thin Lizzy is not something I'm terribly familiar with. Not for any particular reason, it's just I've never really listened to much Thin Lizzy, so I will try and make an effort to do so. That is my homework. Anyway, yes, for the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to take a nice little jazz interlude, kicking off with this one, also suggested by White Wolf, apparently. You can't play a celebration of black music without playing Miles Davis now, can you? Thank you. suggested by Sod's lawyer. That was Ornette Coleman with Lonely Woman from 1959's The Shape of Jazz to Come. And that was nice. It's been 30 years and still the jazz club references from the Fast Show are relevant. And if you tell me they're not, then it's because you are a youth and you are not to be trusted. Ahead of that was Miles Davis, and that was suggested by White Wolf. That was ESP from 1965. Really, really lovely. As I was saying on Mastodon there, while they were playing, I kind of wish I knew enough about jazz to be able to knock out a two-hour show every week where it just gives me an opportunity to just sit here with my headphones on in a slightly darkened room and just listen to good music, which, you know, is functionally what I'm doing here anyway. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. You're listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much for joining me once again. The theme this week is, of course, Black History Month. So all the artists you've heard thus far have been black, and all the artists you will hear going forward will also be black. Well, not all, you know, there's some band members that they got the token white guy on bass or whatever. But no, really good stuff tonight. Really, really good stuff. Even if I do say so myself, I mean, it's not even my playlist, really. It's everybody else's. I think there's like four tracks in here tonight that I chose. The rest of them are all you guys. And for that, I am immensely and enormously and unendingly thankful. After the next track, I will tell you what next week's theme is, because that is what I do these days. I actually do things in advance, largely because my beloved producer reminds me to do so. So thank you very much. Right, this one, suggested by Revian, is John Lee Hooker.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. I say, hey, Mr. Bartender, come here. Want another drink and I want it now. The girl, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen the girl since night of July. Wanna get drunk and get her off my mind. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. And I sit there drinking, getting stoned. Yeah, yeah. After a while, look down the bar at the bartender. I say, hey, what do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, the girl, she gone tonight. I haven't seen the girl since night of last. Wanna get drunk and get her on my mind. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Then I sit there getting stoned. Mellow, feeling so good, so good. I look down the bar at the bartender. I'm like, hey, 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 what do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, the girls are gone tonight. I haven't seen the girls yet. Not a full ass. I wanna get drunk and get off on my mind. I want bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Then I sit there drinking. After a while, I raise my head, looked on the wall at the clock on the wall. By that time, 1:45. Last call for alcohol. I look down the bar at the bartender. I'm like, hey, What do you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Sometimes I need it fast. Sometimes I need it slow.
Make it fast. Make it fast. Make it fast. Make it fast.
Darling. It fast. Sometimes I did it slow.
Make it fast. Make it fast. Make it fast. Make it fast.
Make it slow.
Well, that was an experience in the good headphones, suggested by Rollo Treadway, and I quote Rollo's reply to me. First thought was that I need to suggest some absolute filth from the horny king of 70s Ghanaian funk. So, that was Rob, make it fast, make it slow. And, well, I think it's fair to say that, that Rollo was right. That was very horny funk. That was great. I really enjoyed that. Less so the chap breathing directly in my ears, but, you know, it was a great tune. Let's not take that from it. Ahead of that, suggested by Revian, was John Lee Hooker. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. That was from 1966's The Real Folk Blues. And I'm talking between the last track and the next one because, well, the next few tracks, actually, the next four songs are quite loud. Reasonably loud. So, who's up for some Skunk Anansi? I am. I'm up for some Skunk Anansi.
Thank you. What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Burn the young boy, burn him good.
Burn the young boy, burn him good.
Wash the crimson stains from the field.
Wash the
Zeal and Ardor with In Ashes, taken from 2017's Devil Is Fine. And honestly, in my 44 years of existence, I don't think I've ever heard black metal and Delta blues mixed together so finely. That was really good. Really enjoyed that. There's another band that I discovered this week, and then in a fit of pure kismet, Swisslet popped up on Mastodon and said that his he was listening to last week's show while getting a tattoo, and his tattoo artist Jay suggested that I should play some Zeal and Ardor. So I hope you enjoyed that, Jay, assuming you listened this week. Presumably Swisslet is not going in for a second tattoo, but you never can tell. Who am I to tell a man what to do with his own skin? This next one was suggested by Sir Garbage Truck himself. The one of the few landed gentry who listen to this show. This is Zulu and Where I'm From, and it's another noisy one, folks.
Kill it!
'Tis no man. 'Tis a remorseless eating machine.
Yet he stopped. That was the mighty, mighty Skindred with Unstoppable, taken from last year's album of the same name. That was suggested by Beardy Foxy and the Plague Dog. Well, they suggested that I should play some Skindred, and so there I am playing some Skindred. Right, well, I best wrap up for tonight, but it does occur to me that I completely forgot to announce next week's theme. Next week's theme, courtesy of White Wolf himself, who suggested it to me this week, is Songs with Spoken Word Bits. I'll come up with a more succinct title nearer the time. But yeah, Songs with Spoken Word Bits, or Spoken Word Songs, you know the kind of thing I mean. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I've run out of time. I got one more track. This one was suggested by Heapy, and it is the mighty, mighty Goldie. Ciao Bella, folks. Catch you later. Oh, and coming up after this is Sunday Night Soul Replay with Brother Soul. Enjoy. Good night.